Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's Let's start that one over. Hello, this is George Gamond, and it's the Tuesday show. How is everyone today? Having fun yet? Isn't that what it's all about? Just have some fun, enjoy life. I guess as you get older, you know, I'm not young, and maybe some of you are close to my age, I don't know, whatever, but that's what we're here for, is to enjoy life, to have some fun. And I was writing somebody this morning that, you know, why take life so seriously? We're going to have serious moments, but look for some fun. So the main topic of today's show, and then I have some articles and some other things, and it's all about, and I have some callers, and I'll be with you in a minute. Let me just set up the show. Give me a couple minutes, and then we can go from there. And when you hear what I'm talking about, maybe you'll go, oh, okay, I get it. I know where he's coming from. Okay, it was about stages of psychic readings. Okay. And just real quick, I'll get into this really quickly. I did a little Facebook Live on this morning, is that I've been doing psychic. Well, actually, I have a channel. I'm a trans channel. I love to channel my spirit guides and love to kind of channel your ancestors or famous people. That's what I love to do. Okay. So, but doing kind of psychic work. But I got into the law of attraction, about 20 years ago. And for the longest time, I couldn't integrate psychic and law of attraction. Psychic and law of attraction, they seem to conflict. You know, like if we're creating our own reality, what good is the psychic thing, right? Well, here's the deal. Here's the stages of why, and this applies pretty much to everything. And I'm trying to, you know, figure out where doesn't it apply. And so far, I've been able to apply it most everything that people ask about. You want something. You're asking the universe, you want a partner, you want a new job, you want a new house, you want this, or you want to know something about somebody. You want something. Basically, the only reason you'd ever call a psychic is because you don't have an answer. You want something. And you don't know when it's coming and how it's going to get here and all that fun stuff, right? That's stage one. You want something, so you put it out there. You pray, you meditate, you yell at God, oh, I want this now, whatever you do, right? So that's it. So you've put it out there. Well, the universe, God, source, whatever you call it, responds to you. They're always going to bring you what you want. The universe will always bring you what you want. And so now what a psychic's doing is tapping into that universal knowledge, that universal whatever. Now, this is a good psychic, you know, not necessarily some phony thing, but a really well-developed psychic person who has these abilities will tap into that information, call it the Akashic Records, call it whatever it is, will tap into what the universe is going to provide for you and sometimes when that's going to happen. That's stage two. So they tell you what they get from the universe. Okay, this is what, you know, the universe is going to provide for you is based on what you want. It's always based on what you want. Believe it or not, everything is based on the law of attraction and the thoughts and what you put out there. I know you go, that's not always true, but it is. It absolutely is. Even some of the negative stuff in your life is because you focus on negativity and you focus on things. And so, but you're putting it out there that the universe is responding and giving you what you want, even if it's negative. Not fun, right? Okay, that's stage two. Stage three is really the most important part of the whole process. If you miss everything else, pay attention to stage three. Because stage three is your responsibility. Ooh, your responsibility. Because if you're told something that you're going to meet somebody in 6 weeks or 6 months or you're going to get a new job in 3 days or whatever it is, it's how you respond to that information determines whether you get it or not. Now, did you get that? It depends on how you respond to that information, because a good psychic is going to pick up what the universe is offering you and what the universe is preparing for you, and sometimes it takes a certain amount of time and cooperative components, as the Abraham material would say. But now, it's how do you respond to that? Do you keep asking that question? Do you keep asking people about it? Do you stay in the negative place? Well, I don't have this, I don't have that, and I don't believe that. Never got it before. Okay, then you put up resistance. You stopped allowing. You don't get into the state of allowing. So how do you make it work? You know, there's two different ways of looking at this, but I'll approach it from this point of view, and I'll approach it from another point of view, and I'll take your calls in a couple minutes because I'm almost done with this because this is fun stuff. I love this stuff. Really love this stuff. Okay, so are you in a state of allowing? Are you believing what you're being taught or told? Are you willing to accept what you're being told? Does it feel good to you? Now, if it feels good, if your soul is resonating with what you're being told, bam, done. Now you got to stay there. You got to stay in the area of solution and not problem. You've been given a solution or a potential solution to the problem, whatever it is. Somebody's given you the solution, right? It's 3 weeks from now and you're going to meet some beautiful person and you're going to fall in love forever and ever. Okay, well, now, okay, do you believe it? How does it feel? Can you stay in that place of solution? The universe is going to bring it to you. The how part you don't have to worry about. That's their job. You don't have to worry about how it's going to happen, where it's going to happen. Don't worry about all that stuff. It has nothing to do with this because the universe is going to do it. God, source, whatever you call it, your higher self is going to bring it to you. So you don't have to worry about that stuff. You just let that go. You just stay in solution, which means you go have some fun. You go enjoy your life. Focus somewhere else. Focus on things you appreciate. Focus on things that feel good and allow it to happen. So that's the stages of psychic readings or psychic development or psychic, whatever you call it. First of all, you want something and you put it out there to the universe. God, I want this. I want that. So you call a psychic and say, I want this. What is it ever going to happen? And they give you, because they're tapping into the universal mind and they're going, yeah, it's going to happen in 6 weeks. Okay. Then you have to buy into that. You have to say yes to it. You have to agree with it. And then you have to stop thinking about it. You have to accept it, get into solution mode, which means I'm going to allow the universe to bring it to me. And I'm going to stop asking. I'm going to stop asking. It feels good. Stop asking. And go out and do something else. Go have some fun. Get involved in some other activities. Now, there's another approach to this, which is, and I'll give you this real quick, and then I'll get to some callers. But the other approach to this is, what if the person is just kind of speaking off the top of their head? Some psychic's just telling you stuff, right? Just, you know, like pulling up, making up stuff, right? Well, you're going to meet a boyfriend in a month. And they don't know. They don't know. They don't have any tap into any energy. But you want to believe it. You want to accept it. You feel like, oh, that feels really good. I'm going to meet a boyfriend in a month. So now what you're doing is your energy is putting that out to the universe saying, oh, yeah, a boyfriend, month, yeah, cool. And then the universe is responding back, aligning that for you. So whatever you do, whatever the reading is, if it feels positive and it feels good and you're going, yeah, I want that bucket of money, the universe is going to respond to that. Your feelings, your emotions, your vibration, your alignment for whatever has been offered. So it can go either way. But you got to believe it. It's got to feel good. And you got to be in alignment with that. The vibration has to be in alignment with what you've been asking and the answers that you've been given. And so many people say, well, I didn't get it. Well, you weren't in alignment. Or it's going to take more time. Don't worry about it. Be in alignment. Be in love with love. Be in love with money. I mean, you know. You know what I mean by that. Just be in love, be in high vibration to whatever you've been told and whatever you want. You don't need a psychic, but sometimes it's nice to hear it from somebody else that, yeah, you're going to get it. The universe has aligned it for you. Go have some fun. Okay, so that's my three steps to how the law of attraction and psychic work together. And believe it or not. So when I talk to people, if I'm done giving you information, I want to know how you feel about it. Because if it doesn't feel good, nah, I don't know. I don't care. That doesn't feel right. I've been told different things. If you've been told different things, then stick with the one that feels the best to you. Okay? Go with your feelings. Go with your emotions. Go with your vibration. So I'm just going to take some calls, 253-404 and 828. So you know where I'm coming from. I love this discussion because it makes so much sense to me from studying all of this for 25 years that, yeah, this is how it works, dudes and dudettes. That's how it works. Seriously. Hello.
This is a dudette.
Dudette, good for you. How are you?
Let me get you off speaker.
What?
I'm good. How are you? I was just getting you off speaker.
Off speaker. Okay, good. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm having a good day. I've been mulling this whole thing over about this idea of, yeah, okay, this is how it works, guys. Believe it. Accept it. Okay,
yeah, I was
so
just
what's going on?
For
You're hoping for what?
From my dead. Message.
Dead who?
From a dead person.
From dead. Well, why a dead person? Don't you like live people, too?
I like
too?
Them better. No.
Your ancestors. You like your ancestors because they're more truthful with you.
Yeah, they're honest.
Right?
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, because, live people, you go, oh, really? Yeah, seriously? So they're real quick. I got some other calls, but let me see if I can tap into somebody. Female energy. Female energy.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get a name, but it's like a grandmother kind of person. It's like a grandmother type of person on your mother's side. Yeah.
Isabella.
So I got an I. See, okay, never mind. We'll continue on with Isabella and what she has to say to you. She's kind of tapping into what I've been talking about a little bit. She says, you've been promised some things, haven't you?
Me?
Yeah, you've been promised some stuff, right?
Oh, from readings? Yeah.
From everything in life.
They can be wrong.
So what do you believe?
Mm-hmm.
What feels good to you? That's what she wants to know. What feels good to you? What feels good to you?
What she's
telling you is that your life is an ever ongoing, continuous journey, and that you're stumbling upon things that feel good and feel bad, but the feel good is getting better and better as you go on in time, and that. How does she put this? It's kind of weird. She's saying that what you want most will unfold according to what your heart is desiring most. So if you put your heart into something and your good feelings into something, that will unfold first in your life because that's most important. So wherever your heart is, whatever your feelings are, highest emotions are at, then that's going to unfold first in your life. So that's what she's telling you. So, yeah, just figure out what's most important to you, heart-wise, soul-wise, and that will unfold first in your life. Okay? Whatever that is. Whatever that is. I have no idea what that is, but you know. Mm-hmm. You know. You should know by now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Could be $1 million. I don't know.
Yeah, I like to win that lottery. That'd be nice.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be a lot. See, here's the key point. And this is really important. The how part doesn't worry about. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the how part. You might invent something that's worth $1 million. You never know. You could help some old guy on the street. He looks like a beggar, and he's got this whole bank full of money, and he can give you $1 million. So you never know the outcome. Mm-hmm. So you never put qualifiers. You never put qualifiers on the universe and say, well, it has to be this way.
No.
Okay? So I'll let you go. So just put your heart into something and it'll happen for you. That's what you're being told.
Okie dokie.
Be well, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Put your heart. I like that. Put your heart into something. Put your soul into something. You know, what are you most passionate about in your life and what you want? You know, what can you mostly visualize and see yourself doing and feeling and so forth and so on. So 404 and 828. Okay. So here we go. Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Charlotte.
Yes,
and,
Charlotte. What's going on?
I'm contemplating the relationship I'm having with this person.
Okay.
I have a couple of questions, but, I guess, is it going to work out? Or should I just go on by my merry way?
Well, what's this person's first name?
John.
John. So let's look at it from his perspective and not your perspective. What does he want? And let me see if I can tap into him at all. And that's the key thing is what he wants. Because you kind of want it, but you're not sure, but it really depends on him, right? It really hinges on what he wants, if he wants to be in it or not. And if he's really, really into this, then you're willing to stay in it, right?
Kind of. I'm kind of backing off because of the lack of growth, too. And
okay, so the question is, what does he want?
Yeah.
And it's a very simple word. It's a very simple word, and it answers your question really quick. He wants freedom.
Okay.
He wants his own independence. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? So, just, you know.
Why did he just tell me that?
Oh, because men don't do that. Men are afraid of her. I don't know. It's kind of a weird energy around a lot of men. Not every man, but a lot of men are afraid to tell how they feel because, in some sense, they don't want to hurt your feelings. In some sense, they don't want to be vulnerable. In some sense, they just kind of like don't find comfortable. They're uncomfortable expressing those emotions. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome.
You too, bye now.
Yeah, it's weird, huh? Men, not women are the same. Well, men are worse than women because men have a tendency, not all men, and there's some very sensitive men, but if men have this kind of macho kind of attitude and they don't want to be vulnerable and they don't want to expose themselves and expose their emotions because it shows weakness, and that's childhood garbage that they pick up along the way. You don't want to, you know, expose your emotions and you don't want to be vulnerable, blah, 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 right? Yeah, come on. Just tell like it is, right? But then there are a lot, I'm not saying every man, because there are a lot of men out there that will go, yeah, you know, I'm done. I'm out of here. Go find something else. Which, you know, sometimes the cold, hard truth is the best way to go. It's not just beating around the bush. Well, I don't know. Let's see if we can work this out. Yeah, right, sure. Okay, you know, if it's done, it's done, you know? What's that? Put the fork in it? Yeah, it's done. Okay, so let me take another call. Relationships are fun, aren't they? Really fun. 828. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
And hi. Okay.
Whom am I speaking to?
Candace.
Candace. So what's going on with Candace on this beautiful day?
Yes, sir. Okay. So basically, a few days ago, I texted my ex-husband, and I told him that I still loved him, and it was like silence for 3 days.
Okay.
And then on yesterday, he called me, and I missed his phone call because I wasn't near my phone. And then he sent a text to say that he was going to call me when he got off work.
Okay.
But then, you know, he didn't. So late last night, I texted him. I was like, hey, what did you want earlier? So then this morning, he said that he had fallen asleep and that he was going to call me today. So I'm trying to figure out what he wanted, like, because I didn't know. I just wanted to kind of figure out where his headspace was or what did he originally call me for.
Okay, well, that's a big one. You're not patient. You got to be patient for him to call you, tell you in person or on the phone. You're being a little impatient, aren't you? Because you know he's going to tell you eventually anyway, right? Okay, so
right,
the reason he took so long. This is a man thing, because men need to digest emotional situations. Say you tell somebody, I love you, and he's suddenly going to like, oh, that's an emotional thing, and I don't already to cope. I'm not ready to respond to it, a big emotional thing. So it takes men up to 72 hours, which is about the time frame here, to kind of process that and go, oh, do I love her? Do I not love her? Do I want her? Do I not want her? I don't know. Let me think. Let me see if I can come up with an answer. They go get busy doing something that they like to do, and they finally come up with an answer. So you want to know ahead of time what his answer is.
Right. I just don't want to be blindsided to think.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you what I get and what I'm reading him. Not you. I know what you kind of want it to be. I don't even know if you even want to be in the relationship. You either just find out what he wants at this point. I keep hearing he wants to leave it the way it is right now. I'm not ready for that commitment. I'm not ready for that commitment. It's not that he would never be ready for that commitment, but he's not there. So let's just leave it where it is right now. So you have to call me back some other day and tell me if that's what he said. But that's the feeling, that's the energy I get off of him. He's just not ready to do anything more than just stay in status quo for a while till we sort it out.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
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 Well, thank you.
Be well. Have fun.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye now. As I have said a million times before, that these readings are supposedly meant to be really short. And if you really want to get into the depth of what the universe has to say to you about this subject, contact me. Okay? It's $1.20 a minute. I put $1.25, but it's $1.20. There's my phone number, my email address, and my website. But what I'm trying to do for you is tell you what's already been in alignment for you, and the universe is already aligned for you and aligned for the other person. You know, his alignment is really important too, what he wants. So he wants status quo. That's what he's put into motion in his this last caller. He's put that into motion in the universe, saying, you know, but through his thoughts and actions and words, I just want to leave it alone. So there's an alignment there for him. It does not work for you, of course, but that's his alignment. That's where he's vibrating at and where you're vibrating. What's really important for this last caller and callers like that is, okay, what's more important to you? What do you want? What do you want? And can you get what you want? Okay, so contact me if you want a longer session. Generally, sessions less than 10 minutes, so that's $12. Okay, that's a typical session, and that's pretty simple. $1.20 a minute, 10 minutes, $12, and we can get into more depth of what the universe has for you, what you're aligning in your life using the law of attraction and these other principles. It's about what you're aligning in your life, if that makes sense. That's what it's all about. This is what you're bringing about. There are no surprises from the universe. No surprises, because you've already put it into motion. Okay, so that's what we're talking about today, the stages of how a psychic thing works as in relationship to the law of attraction. They two really do merge well together. Okay? So it's about the energy you're putting out there, and what you're presenting to the universe is what you're getting back. And that's what being fed to you from whoever you're talking to, because that's what they're picking up. So you have to either go, wait a minute, time out, I don't want that. Oh, no, I'm going to change my vibration. Or, yeah, I love that, I want to go there. Okay, I got another caller. I was going to let my spirit guides talk to you, so maybe one more call. And then they can talk to you for a few minutes on this particular topic if that's what they want to talk about. I don't know. I've been writing about some other things in my book, and I've been writing about politics and spirituality and, you know, your vibration and how that relates to the crazy world we're living in. Okay, the 305 area code. Hello.
Hi. Hi, hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. And whom am I speaking to? Do you have a name?
Yes, my name is Christy. I was just calling. Yes, I'm sorry.
Is that a K or a C?
With a CH.
Oh, okay. So what's going on, Christy, with a CH?
Well, honestly, my life has just been going through loops for the past 2 years, and I'm really just cloudy.
So that's what you've been creating, right? I mean, I'm big into the law of attraction, and what you've been putting out there is what you're getting back. There's no secrets to that, okay? So what's going on? What do you want? What do you want? And can you get it, right? What do you want, and can you get it?
Right. Well, I mean,
What do you want to change about your life?
Well, I'm just now getting better because I've literally had 5 surgeries in the past year. I lost my fiance and my son's father, both in the past 2 years. And so it's
everything's
just at a standstill now.
So, So you've been through a lot of tests and a lot of trials in your life. Now, I know a lot of people don't want to accept that they had anything to do with it, but that's fine. We're not going to go there. We'll leave that one alone. So, but you, right now you want something better. What do you want?
I want to be happy.
Okay. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? I'm asking questions because I'm getting a response from source or God or spirit or whatever on this, but I just want to hear you a little bit more express what that means to you.
Happiness means security, love, you know, a career that I'm actually happy with, you know, being able to finally own my own home and just...
And- I'm getting pain-free. Health is number one on the list because nothing out of that, none of that other things work without your health. Health is always number one because nothing of that, none of those other things will really work well without health, right? So I'm sensing that, yes, you've been putting it out there to feel better and you want to be healthy and so forth and so on, and the universe is responding back to you saying, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Pay attention to your body. Pay attention to the guidance that you've been given on healing, and you'll get there and everything else will fall into place once you feel really good about yourself. Once you start feeling that you can love yourself completely because you've been through a lot of trials and difficulties and, you know, that, and now all that pain needs to dissipate, and then you need to feel like you can love yourself, and then the rest of that stuff will fall in place for you. The rest of that stuff will come about. So it's about you feeling really good about you, healthy emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And everything else is going to happen for you. Boom, done. Okay?
Okay.
So feel good. So, you know, feeling good about yourself and feeling, you know, happy is like, I'm just feeling okay. I'm okay. You know, I'm good. You know, I just kind of wake up in the morning feeling good emotionally, physically, and spiritually. All of those three. We don't do it every day, and we have our good days and our bad days, but you're going to have better good days than bad days. You know that.
I hope so. I'm trying to be positive.
Yeah. Well, here's the key, what I hear for you, and something you might think about doing on all that is just set your intention every morning to love yourself, feel good, and find things that feel good in your environment, things that you appreciate in your environment. And turn over the healing process to God. Just say, okay, God, show me another way to heal. Show me somehow to heal. I'm not going to worry about it. You're going to show me the way to heal and to continuously healing and continuously feeling better. Because I'm just going to go about my day and look for things that feel really good to do, enjoy, and have friendships and all that sort of good stuff. But every day, set the intention, I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to love myself and have a great day. And I, as I tell people, look in the mirror and say, I love you. You're an amazing person. You've been through a whole lot. You're surviving. You're thriving. And you're going to thrive. Just in the mirror every morning. I love you. You're an amazing person. You have survived. And now you're going to thrive. That should be your mantra.
Okay.
Okay. That one?
Thank
write
you.
That down. Because you need to do that every morning. Look in the mirror and say, I love you. You're an amazing person. You have survived, and now you're going to thrive.
I'm going to do that.
And the more you get it, the more you feel it in your heart, and the more the better it feels to you, the more that's going to happen for you. And
okay.
hope will turn into knowing. If you know the difference, hope will turn into knowing that it's going to happen. You hope it's going to happen. That's kind of, yeah, maybe, maybe not. But when you get to knowing by then it's going to happen for certain. Okay. Got it?
Yes.
Okay. Be well. Have fun. Smile.
Thank you so much.
Smile.
Thank you.
You can do that. You can smile. Yes, you can. Okay. Be well. Bye now.
Thank you.
So our thoughts and our attitudes and our feelings put out to the universe what we want. So if you want to heal, so for that lady, that little mantra which I just gave her, which I just came to me to give her, you know, it's like I use the same mantra all the time. I like stand in front of the mirror and say, I love you. Then the rest of it really depends on the person. But this one, it's I've survived. Now I'm going to thrive. I love you. You're an amazing person. I have survived, and now I'm going to thrive. And the more you say that, and the more you believe it, and the more it becomes yours, and you accept it. And there's a meditation you can do with that that's really cool, too. You can visualize those words, and you can feel and see those words coming towards you. It's like you visualize those words. Now I'm going to thrive. And see the words, now I'm going to thrive, coming into your heart. And those words just multiply, and they become millions of that sentence. Now I'm going to thrive. And it spreads throughout your whole body. And it's a cool meditation, since you do it, you know. I don't know why I don't. I've done this meditation with people. Yeah, it's very cool. Okay, so I taught a lot of meditation in my day. I still like to do that. I like to do a lot of this stuff. It's really about helping you to make your life a little bit easier and make your life a little bit more fun. Fun, fun, fun. That's what it's about. Believe it or not, I always go back to my mother. She said, everything you do, make it play. Make it a game. And that took me like, I don't know, 30 years to figure that one out, what she meant by that, or more. But yeah, so it's about enjoying life. Everything you do, make it a game. Make it fun. As Jack Canfield once said in The Secret, if it's not fun, I don't want to do it. Think about that. I know that's kind of like, really? 678. I am actually kind of channeling as I'm doing this anyway, so maybe they don't want to channel. My spirit guides. Okay, 678, and then I will channel for a few minutes. Hello.
This is Sandy.
Hello. Yes.
Hello. This is Sandy.
So what's Sandy trying to manifest in her life? I shouldn't say try. What is Sandy manifesting in her life?
Well, let's see. That's all right.
Wow. Nothing. You're a happy camper. Everything's good then, okay? You don't want anything else.
No. Peace, love, gratitude,
well,
caring people.
Gratitude is where it starts, appreciating yourself, appreciating the environment you're in, and appreciating the fact that you can help people, right?
And appreciating what you do have, you know?
Yeah, yes. Well, the rest of it you can have. Why not? The universe is aligned,
yeah.
The rest of it for you, you just have to believe it.
Yeah.
You really just need to believe it. That's what the whole discussion on the first part of it is. This is how it all works. Psychic, whoever is telling you, yeah, this, the universe has this for you, and then you have to buy into it. You have to go, yeah, okay, that feels good. I'm going to get it. Yeah, I know I'm going to get it. I don't have to worry about how it's going to happen. That how part's up to the universe to figure out. I'm just going to go enjoy life, and I know it's going to happen. It's just get into knowing instead of hoping, as I talked to the last lady about. It's not about hoping. It's about knowing. So, Sandy, you're going to get it. So what are you worried about? Don't worry about anything. You're going to get what you want. You just kind of hang on to that belief. It's all there
for
you.
Yeah.
It's all in alignment.
Yeah,
it's going to fall in order. It's going to fall one thing at a time, which is the most important for you, as personal sense of contentment and peace and everything else works out.
Yeah.
Okay? Go for it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Are you channeling, did you say, or not?
I will be in a minute, so I'm off the line.
I went, what?
No, I'm going to channel my spirit guides for everybody in a few minutes, in a minute or two.
Okay.
No, every time I give a reading, I'm hearing something from spirit. It's not that I'm just trying to read open a book somewhere that says, oh, this is her answer. It's in the book on page 12. No, I'm not trying to go back to be a therapist. I'm not a therapist in that sense. So it's really everything I get from people is what I get from spirit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, I would like to see what you could channel for my husband, Randy.
You know what? I really need to do this other thing. But when did Randy pass?
Huh?
Did Randy pass? I'm sorry. What? I don't. The question I thought you were asking.
No, he's
some.
I said, what do you channel for Randy?
Well, I'm going to channel for the group. I'm going to channel for everybody. Okay. So I'll let you go. And it's a group thing. It's not just for a specific individual. Okay. Be well.
Okay.
Have some fun. Go out and have some fun. Okay. Yeah, I think she misunderstood what I'm doing. When I channel this in this format, if you want a personal channel, then you have to contact me and we can do it by the minute. you know, you can buy 20 minutes, you can buy 10 minutes, you can buy whatever, but this is for the group. It's because Spirit Guides, my group, spirit group, Sarah, which is a group of spiritual teachers that come in and out of the group, and they have something they want to say about whatever they want to say about. I have no idea. I don't think it's particularly directed for any individual, but it's for a group thing. Interesting discussion today. We find that fascinating, George's interpretation. Well, we've helped him with the interpretation of how it all works. Maybe we can put a little bit of qualifiers on the whole process and kind of expand it a little bit. When he says that you as an individual, well, you're always wanting things. You see, you're always putting out to the universe, to source, what you want. Every day, every moment, your thoughts are creating the next moment, the next moment, the next moment. Now, you have certain key things that are really important to you. You know, it's like, you know, like you're putting it out there. Hopefully the light turns green soon. Well, it does according to its process. So you're putting it out there, and we're not going to turn lights green for you necessarily. And yes, you have that magnetic power to turn lights green on the highways, but the universe will align for you what you're thinking about, what you want. You know, if you get upset about something and you're concerned about something and you see something happening in the news, and as you as a consciousness and mass consciousness see war and so forth, well, if you focus on the war, you're going to get more war. But if you focus on peace, you'll get more peace. So from a personal aspect too, from an individual aspect, if you focus on peace, internal peace, peace in your environment, a peaceful living environment, a peace amongst people that you know, just if you're a manifester of peace, a meditator on peace, you're going to have more peace. So we recommend for the planet, hey, for enough people to meditate on peace. Seeing a peaceful environment, seeing an environment where people cooperate and get along and come up with solutions to their problems. So that's what the process is really you every day you're putting things out to the universe and you're attracting things to you. You're attracting things that don't feel good and attracting things that do feel good. So we want you to focus on things that do feel good. Don't focus on what doesn't feel good. Don't focus on the yucky stuff in life. We love that word. George uses that all the time, yucky. Don't focus on those things. Focus on what feels good. Don't focus on your problems. You can turn them over and say, this is what I want to see instead of what I have. This is what I want to have instead of what I have. I want more money to pay these bills. I'm not going to focus on the bills and worry about my bills. I'm going to focus on the universe bringing and providing the ways out of that. And as he said earlier, and what we agree with wholeheartedly about is the universe, source, God has so many different ways of solving your problems, unimaginable ways of solving your problems, unimaginable. You couldn't even imagine the way we can come up with solutions to your problems. It would blow your minds. It would blow the top off of your heads. How many different ideas and ways and that are out there to solve your problems. So don't get hung up on a solution. You're supposed to stay out of solution. You're supposed to stay out of it. And it's other than knowing that there is one. See, being in solution means I know there's a solution and I'm just going to step aside and let the universe bring me a solution. I'm just going to turn it over and go do something that feels good and allow a solution to come to me. That's being in solution. That's not sitting down trying to figure out, write out all the possible solutions for a problem. No, stop that. Stop that. Solutions come when you distract yourself from what you're doing. George was watching a video and a lady was talking about, oh, I feel so better and answers come to me when I'm out in the park and I'm playing with my dog. That's much better than being at the desk. And we're going, yes, that's the whole point. Go out and play in the park with your dog. Turn it over. Answers will come to you. Or go climb a tree, or go rafting down a river, or go watch a really good movie. It makes you laugh, makes you giggle, inspires you. We encourage laughter. We encourage being inspired by things. Watch some things that make you laugh. Watch things that inspire you, that lift your heart, lift your vibration. We encourage that. Once you get into that mode, get into those emotions, then you've opened up that channel to receive everything you want in life. Okay, so George talked about the psychic thing, and we agree that that somebody can tap into the universal thought, mind, and spirit, and they call it records, the Akashic records. That term's been bantered around a bit. We agree that people can tap into that. They're given that information for people because they desire to do so, and their desires, their wanting allows them to open up, and they've opened up that channel within themselves to do that. Not everybody, but there's really good-hearted people that are able to do that. And so they're given information about what's going to happen in your lives. Now, you have to recognize that feels good to you. You have to recognize that, yes, that's what I want. I can feel it. I can know it's going to happen to me. So you're in alignment now with what's being told to you and what you've been asking for. Now you're bringing that field together, that magnetic field from source energy into your life. And you're pulling in and you're allowing whatever that is to come in your life. But it's all so important for you to feel good, to believe, to accept, to allow, to not get hung up on how. Not get hung up on, coming up all those solutions to your problems. I got 12 different solutions. Wonder which one's going to work. It might be the 100th that the universe comes up with that you go, really? That's the solution? I'm amazed. We like you to be amazed. We like you to be amazed at the solutions that you're given. Like, it's a miracle. Where did that miracle? Well, it's from us. We gave you a miracle. We gave you a solution. We love to present solutions that you would have never thought of. That's the fun part for us, a spirit. Oh, yeah, we gave them a solution, and they go, whoa, I never thought of that. Well, that's good. Good. But your higher self has been given the information. Sometimes you block yourself from it. But if you're open to it, it just flows in. You go, wow, I got that solution. That's amazing. That's incredible. Your higher self is always connected to source, always connected. You just have to kind of open that channel up and believe it can happen to you. So that's how the process works. It does work that way. We're in agreement. But the main point we wanted to clarify is that you're asking for things. You're asking, your thoughts, your emotions are putting out every day, and you're attracting things to you. So start thinking about, this is what I want. This feels good. I love this. This feels really good. Oh, I'm feeling that maybe I should get this certain kind of ice cream. I wonder where I can go to get this certain kind of ice cream. I just love this ice cream, and I haven't had it in a while. And you put it out there, and you go about your business, and next thing you know, you found a place that sells that ice cream. We use that as an example. It doesn't have to be the big things. It can be the little things. If it's a problem like that, I love a certain kind of ice cream, and I've had it in years. I wonder where I can get it. Well, you've activated that force of the universe to now find that place for you and direct you to there to get it. But just don't worry about the solution, because I'll show you the solution. Whatever it is, the parking spots, the ice cream, the love of your life, They're all the same. There's nothing bigger or smaller. They're all the same to us. So just believe, accept, stay in solution, and understand that everything you want can be provided to you as long as you're willing to stay in the state of allowance. And we've explained that. So love you guys. We really do love you, and we care about you, and we're always with you. So bye now. Okay, I think I'm back. Oh, I am, and I only have a few seconds left. I think they explained that pretty well, how it works, beyond what I can. I love to channel them because they just kind of have a nice way of putting it. So go out and get your ice cream. Go out and get your ice cream, right? Go manifest your favorite kind of ice cream or pizza, whatever it is. Well, I haven't had this pizza in a long time. Wonder I can get it. So I love you guys. I will be back tomorrow, and we'll do a lot of the same. Bye.